Although some of you have been joining the Zoom-based Joys and Concerns Plus Coffee Hour each Sunday, many of us are missing all the social sharing time we have every Sunday after the service. So I asked some fellowship members and friends if they would like to share their Easter memories with us today. The first one is from Louise McDermott. Although I have no wish to experience again the heavy liturgy of the Easter cycle I no longer follow, I do miss the ritual of acknowledging the darkness inherent in life and the welcoming of light. In my Greek friend's homeland, at midnight on the eve of Easter, the church would wait in utter darkness for the new fire. Once kindled, that flame would multiply as it was shared to light the candles held by each of the parishioners in turn, until the church was filled with light. What a beautiful reminder of light overcoming the dark. In a lighter vein, having left the Catholic Church and all Christianity while in my early 20s, explaining Christmas and Easter to our children posed a challenge. As I recall, Don and I focused on new life and spring at Easter, and of course there was always an Easter egg hunt. When grandchildren came along, our daughter and her husband carried on the Easter egg hunt tradition so enthusiastically that our twin grandchildren, at the age of 3 or 4, talked about the Easter bunny for days. The following Christmas, when Amy woke up in the morning and saw the presents under the Christmas tree, she was filled with excitement. "Ian, Ian," she called, "look, the Christmas Easter bunny's been here." From Enrique, despite Costa Rica being a rather Catholic country, for many people, including my family, Easter meant going to the beach rather than going to church. The beach we liked to go to was about 250 kilometers from where we lived, and because neither roads nor topography are like those in Ontario, the drive took 4 hours, and the last 40 kilometers were not paved. I'm fortunate. I thoroughly enjoyed those trips. From Leanne, warmth of family being together, a beautiful time with intergenerational family members all together. The smell of hot cross buns and cinnamon buns and ham wafting through the house. A mom who always remembered, no matter what the age, her daughter's favorite flavor of Easter egg. Meeting new grandchildren for the first time. Watching your children hunting for Easter eggs. Remember warm, sunny Easter weekends with family and special friends. Attending Easter Sunday service was an important tradition while growing up and still is. Being able to attend at a distance is a wonderful way to maintain our spiritual connection. Martha recalls that her mother was incredibly uncomfortable with the Easter story. In the late 50s and the 1960s, it was all about rebirth, spring, tulips, etc. She was completely mystified by the idea of the Easter bunny. We did decorate eggs, and she loved Ukrainian Easter eggs. We decorated eggs with paints using Ukrainian images as inspiration until we were able to manage hot beeswax for the wax resist method. We were at a distance from relatives, so we didn't really get together at Easter the way everyone seems to around here. I have no other memories, although I think she tried to dress us up on Easter Sunday. I remember she made a really sweet coat for me when I was about 5. From Nancy Rubenstein. Before Easter, my family would visit a tiny chocolate shop down an alley in my small town. We would choose our Easter eggs, enormous eggs as big as oranges. Milk chocolate or dark chocolate? Vanilla filling or maple or chocolate? On Easter morning, we found our eggs nestled in cellophane grass inside pretty boxes made by the local paper mill. I loved the chocolate, but the boxes were a lasting treasure. I filled mine with paper dolls and crayons and other beloved possessions. When I close my eyes, I can still see the pretty glossy boxes lined up on my bedroom shelf. From Christine, How do you have an Easter egg hunt in an apartment or a backyard? This was my dilemma when I first moved out from my former family home and grandkids were coming. A scavenger hunt was designed, complete with a list of different clues for each grandchild, who then got to search through Grandma's apartment and find eggs in the strangest places. We all had a ball. And I have my own Easter Sunday memory to offer. Many years ago, when I was the religious exploration leader of this fellowship, Fred and Bonnie Cappuccino's granddaughter, Katerina, was one of our RE kids. She was 8 or 9 years old on this particular Easter Sunday occasion when our minister, Bonnie Lee, gathered the children around her at the beginning of the service and told them about the Christian belief in the resurrection of Jesus on Easter morning. Crucified on the cross, buried in a tomb, rose from the dead 3 days later to walk among the living again. A man God, who was also the Son of God, sacrificed on the cross to save humanity from our sins. She then invited the kids to go into their classroom with their teacher, where we could reflect together upon this sacred Christian belief about the meaning of Easter. So we returned to the classroom, and after I've settled the kids down with their chalice lighting and sharing time, I asked them what they thought about the story Bonnie Lee had told them. There was an uncomfortable silence as they exchanged skeptical looks with one another. And then Katerina spoke up. "Well," she offered tentatively, "sometimes when they tell those stories about Jesus, they get a little carried away.